Abortion not only ends the life of the preborn child, but also poses considerable risks to the life and health of the mother. Concern for a woman's well-being should dictate the requirement that only licensed medical doctors with full admitting privileges to local hospitals should perform such abortions. So said the Reverend Dean Nelson, who is the executive director of the Human Coalition Action Group, and he said those words actually at the Supreme Court building, outside the building, at a recent Wednesday when inside the building they were hearing a case related to abortion. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is the Reverend Dean Nelson. Dean, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Jerry, for allowing me to be on. This is an important subject that a lot of Americans are waiting to hear. We won't find out until later, probably early this summer, but thanks for bringing this to the attention of your listeners.
Sure. Tell us what it was like to be outside. Obviously, big news was made that day, not only for what went inside, but for the fact that Chuck Schumer, one of the pro-abortion rights speakers, the minority leader within the Senate, basically it seemed as if he made threats to two of the justices. So tell us about the whole day.
Certainly. Well, I'll say to probably some of your listeners that would appreciate to know even the day before, there were a number of pro-life groups that were gathered there, many of them praying for the Supreme Court justices and praying for our country as we entered into this important decision. The day of, it was a beautiful day, but it was an exciting day. There was a lot of activity that started early in the morning. You had rallies that were outside, some that were pro-life rallies and some that were pro-abortion folks that had gathered there. So a lot of excitement and intensity that lasted really through the better part of the afternoon. When the case had been, the justices had finished hearing the oral arguments. So there was a lot going on and hundreds of people that were gathered in front of the Supreme Court that day.
And I guess in the big picture of things, it's what went inside that is really going to count. Now, your organization filed, as I understand it, a friend of the court brief. Tell us about that.
Yes, so Human Coalition and Human Coalition Action did offer a brief, amicus brief to the court, really in support of the state of Louisiana, suggesting that the court and the justices would support the lower court's ruling that supported Louisiana with their law, which is a law that simply really affirms health for women.
Okay, explain the Louisiana law and why is it controversial to some?
Sure. So the Louisiana law from a few years ago was passed and went into in practice, but then was challenged by June Medical Services. The law essentially is one that says that admitting privileges are commonplace across the medical community and ensure that if an emergency arises, that the patient receives continual care and is not abandoned by her doctor. The vast majority of Americans support patient protection laws like this. And so the whole idea is that if a medical doctor is performing abortions, that he should have these, quote unquote, admitting privileges within a 30-mile radius so that the women who might have a botched abortion or something, that they would have these certain protections. I mean, every second really matters in cases like this if a woman does have a complication with an abortion. And so this law requires that doctors have these admitting privileges.
Does that happen? That is to say, are there botched abortions? Tell us about that.
That does happen. I'm not familiar with a specific case in the state of Louisiana, but our organization has tracked and knows routinely around the country where there are abortions that are performed on women. These abortions have complications. Sometimes they're botched. And in some cases, in states like Michigan, as well as in states like Illinois and Ohio, women not only have been harmed, but women have even died from not having the opportunity to get to a hospital quickly enough.
Yeah, really, in effect, the pro-life position is, frankly, more of the pro-woman perspective. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Without a doubt. Human Coalition, you know, as an organization that, number one, affirms the sanctity of human life through our women's clinics, we not just provide life-affirming, hope, for, children that might, that we rescue from abortion, but also we provide services to help mothers make a healthy choice for themselves as well as for their unborn child. So we are pro-life, but we're also pro-women. And I think that when we look at this particular court case, we feel like that it is important for the justices to, to fall on the side of not just affirming human life, but also the protection for women in difficult cases that they might find themselves in.
Sure. Okay, take us back to that first Wednesday of March 2020, just recently, where you were there, but all these other groups were there, and Chuck Schumer was there. How many people were there, especially, saying things? What was it like? I mean, I can imagine you might not even have heard Chuck Schumer say this thing because you were part of your own particular mini rally, if you will.
Well, that's great. So kind of to set the stage, it was a beautiful day. So right in front of the Supreme Court, you essentially have on one side. So if you were facing the court to the right, there's a group of a few hundred people with a small stage and, amplification equipment, speakers that are basically there so that the people on kind of the pro-life side can hear from those people that are speaking. But then, like, right next to it, there's another stage that have pro-abortionists that are there doing their rallies. So there's probably a few hundred people, maybe 200 or 300 people.
Wow.
At both of these rallies that are going on simultaneously. So if you are in front of the stage of either one, you're primarily hearing, because of the amplification, just what's coming out from the group that you are with. So you're absolutely right. I did not see Senator Schumer. I did not know about his comments until later on in that afternoon. Crazy, as it sounds, the statements that he made could have been at the exact same time that I was speaking, for all I know. But
wow.
But nonetheless, we heard them, and even Justice Roberts chimed in after he heard them, basically chiding the senator, stating that, there's no way that he was going to allow his court to be bullied by, inflammatory statements, even from someone that is an elected official.
For somebody that might have been in a cave and they didn't hear what Chuck Schumer said, do you want to just recap it? And I'd like to get your reaction to it, your personal feelings once you read it yourself.
Sure. So essentially, Chuck Schumer offered a challenge to two Supreme Court justices in particular, basically saying that if they were to go through with, in his words, a bad decision, that there would be repercussions, essentially. Those are exactly the words.
Yeah, they pay the price. You pay the price.
And the price.
And the two men he mentioned by name, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, these two justices, of course, being appointed by President Trump. Now, this is interesting because wouldn't you want what's best for women, and that if that includes safety for the women, what's the problem here? Is the idea that, well, this would be picking on the abortionists who, would have to go through extra steps in order to perform what they say is supposedly a constitutional right, the constitutional right to terminate the pregnancy?
Yeah, and I think that what you bring up is an extremely important point. June Medical, who, again, you know, is the one who brought this challenge, is a chain of abortion facilities. And June Medical, in this case, it could be argued that they're fighting for the right to abandon its patients. I mean, in no other practice of medicine would this be tolerated. June Medical, as a chain of these abortion facilities throughout the state, is in direct conflict with the women it claims to represent. Louisiana enacted these common sense legislation to protect women, really, from the abortion business, like June Medical, and their history of dirty and dangerous abortions. So the whole idea is that this law is really protecting women. And I might add that the law was initiated by an African-American woman who was a legislator. At the time, she was a representative, now a senator, Katrina Jackson, who was a Democrat. So it's I think there are a lot of facts about this case that are being left out, particularly because the abortion industry is a large industry and, you know, over a $1 billion industry, and they pay handsomely to people like Chuck Schumer and to support their positions rather than supporting women.
Yes. And if somebody had gone to that rally last week, they also would have heard an actress. I'm not familiar with all the cultural people of today, but Busy Phillips, never heard of her before this, but she was there at, you know, at the same podium that Chuck Schumer was at, and she said, she explained how, "I'm so glad that I've got this wonderful house and this wonderful husband and these wonderful children that I have and my wonderful acting career, but it never would have been possible if when I was 15 I hadn't aborted that little baby, and I'm so glad I did. You know, thank you. Keep abortion safe and legal." You know, and she was using all kinds of bad language. I don't know if you happened to hear about that one too, but if you had, if you did, do you have any comments?
Well, I didn't, but it is not dissimilar to many of the statements that we hear often. One of the things that I did note from the other side, they were talking about everything but this case. I mean, they were, you know, saying foul language about President Trump. They were talking about homosexuality. They were talking about all kinds of things, but they weren't really talking much about the facts of this case. The facts of this case really are that this law was enacted by bipartisan folks there in the state of Louisiana. It was upheld by the lower court because it, on its face, is simply trying to protect women. And the vast majority of Americans support patient protection laws like this because they recognize that abortion practitioners should meet the same medical standards as any other physician. And those are facts that you would not have heard from the other side. They're facts that typically have been left out in a lot of media coverage. But the reality is that this particular law in the state of Louisiana was designed to provide safeguards and protection for women.
All right. Your website is HUCOACTION. That's HUCOACTION. HUCOACTION, as in Human Coalition. Action.org. Okay, we have 45 seconds. I'll give you the final word, sir. Reverend Dean Nelson, give us a closing thought, please.
Well, I would just want all of your listeners to know that Human Coalition will continue to serve women across the country who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. And Human Coalition Action will continue to marshal advocates for women and children around the country, to be at the Supreme Court just like this, to be at the local level, whether we're praying in front of abortion clinics or whether we are standing at state legislatures advocating for women and children, because we believe that all life is precious and we believe that women deserve the protection just like this law is trying to provide. And so I would invite your listeners to visit us at HUCOACTION.org to learn more about our grassroots efforts around the country to make abortion unthinkable and unavailable within our culture.
Reverend Dean Nelson, again, thanks for being with us. All the best.
God bless you. Thank you so much.